Was the light a factor, an issue? Yeah. So this guy is 81 years old.
Mm-hmm. And he was clear across town.
What?
This meeting of October 6, 2016 is called to order. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for September 1st, 2016?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any corrections, additions, or objections? Hearing none, signify by saying aye that you approve them.
Aye.
Aye. Dan?
Aye. Sorry.
Okay. Next item, communications for information. Ms. Hobson.
I received a request for an appeal from Captain Bruce Boyer, Tacoma Fire Department. It is included in your agenda packets for this information and is for information only. The request was denied.
Do the board members have any other questions about the specifics of this packet?
No, I would simply note for the record, since it's being recorded, that it was denied due to timeliness.
My thoughts exactly. Nothing we can do with it.
Okay, thank you. Actions on matters still pending new business. Ms. Hobson again.
We have a request for an appeal from Peter Petrich of Davies Pearson, PC, on behalf of Michael Bailey. And I don't see that party here this evening.
Okay.
So we would just need to decide if you're going to hear it as an appeal, and then we'll need to look at scheduling the hearing if you...
And last that we spoke, the city had not been able to contact the appellant.
Right.
Okay. So we can do nothing with this item tonight. We can do nothing with this item tonight.
You just need to decide if you're going to hear it, and then we need to go ahead and get it scheduled if that's what your decision is to hear it. Ms. Taylor they're just going to decide whether or not to hear the matter.
My understanding is that jurisdiction is not being contested on this one, so correct. The board can just direct that a hearing be scheduled after coordination with the parties.
Could you turn your mic on when you speak, please?
I don't know. Is it on? I don't know how to operate this.
It's got a red light on it. There you go.
yes, just... The coordinator can schedule the hearing. So, I'm sorry, what was there something that, specific? Or
no, that is, we just need to talk about a date. The attorney for the city has requested that December meeting, the first week of December at our regular meeting, if that's possible.
Comments from board members?
Well, gosh, I have all kinds of questions. Were either the lawyer or Mr. Bailey, did they call in and say that they were not going to be here tonight?
No, they did not. The attorney for the city did indicate he would not be here this evening.
Did Mr. Bailey and his attorney, were they made aware that we were going to take this up tonight?
They were, and I believe the letter is in your packet. They were sent a letter confirming that this would be on the agenda this evening and that they could be present. It wasn't required, but they did not. respond to me. I know they're...
If I may, if both the attorneys, Mr. Golding and Mr. Petrich, were... I think they just assumed that the board would have no objection to setting the hearing since they're in agreement that jurisdiction is not an issue. So it's just a question, I think, if the board wants to set it for December or beyond. I don't think that they have any strong feelings otherwise about the date.
That's correct.
If the city has requested that we hear this in December and there are no objections from the other board members, go ahead and try to schedule it for that meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Next item, considerations of matters set for public hearing. There are none tonight. Civil Service Coordinator report.
None this evening.
But we're here.
We're here.
We're back. And I appreciate all your efforts in trying to keep us informed on how to work the equipment, so thank you very much. Human Resource Director reports and requests.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I wanted to report on 4 list extensions that were granted and 2 list abolishments that are in your packet. The first list extension request.
Joy, Madam Director, maybe get a little closer to that.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
The song. The first list extension was for the water utility worker, and that was extended for 8 months. There were originally 397 people on the list, 130 City of Tacoma residents. 6 people were hired from the list, 3 were City of Tacoma residents, and 1 temporary was hired as well. This was extended and supported because they want to put out a new announcement during the Empower Women's Leadership Conference for Women in Non-Traditional Careers that is scheduled for March of next year. So it's part of their recruitment strategy. The second list extension I approved was for an assistant water pumps and storage supervisor, a 1-year extension. This had 5 people originally on the list, 2 City of Tacoma residents, and people have not been hired off of this list. This list is currently used to determine eligibility for temporary upgrades. I also extended a list request for the parking enforcement officer for 1 year. There were 351 people originally on the list, 160 Tacoma residents, and this list also has not been utilized yet. There is a vacancy anticipated next year, and the department requested the extension due to the large candidate pool that has hundreds of qualified applicants on the eligible list. I also granted a list extension request for the building maintenance worker for 1 year. There were 153 people originally on the list, 42 Tacoma residents, and sorry, it looks like this is not correct here because the number went down. Currently on the list is 151 and 41 residents. So this is an extension for 1 year.
The number of people currently on the list is what?
151. So there were people that were hired from this list. So I apologize, I did not.
And do you know how many Tacoma residents?
Yes, there's... originally there were 42 from 153 on the list, 42 residents, and there currently is 41.
So I'm on the wrong list.
This is for the building maintenance
okay.
worker.
Well, so I'm sorry. These numbers look correct. Isn't this what you just said?
Yes, but it looks like it says 0 people hired from the list, 0 temps hired, and then the number went down from 153 to 151.
Okay.
So, but I'll pay closer attention
on
these because I think the end result is accurate, but the number of people hired from the list does not reflect that. So, and then there were 2 list abolishments. One was for an IT analyst senior technical that focuses on the SAP system. And all 7 candidates from, there were 7 people originally on the list, no City of Tacoma residents. All seven candidates from this list have been interviewed by the Information Technology Department, and they did make a job offer to one of the candidates, but the individual declined the offer. So since they have interviewed everyone on the list, they requested that the list be abolished, and they'll create another list for that classification. And then the last list abolishment was for telecommunications planning and design technician. There were seven people originally on the list, one City of Tacoma resident, and one person was hired from the list. So there are five currently on the list, one City of Tacoma resident, and that was established in August with seven candidates. And given the outcome of that, two candidates received a hiring recommendation from the interview committee. One candidate has been hired and the other declined the offer. So the five remaining candidates does not meet the current business needs, so they are requesting that they re-advertise the position with a more robust recruitment and outreach strategy. So that will be open up for a new list. And that concludes my report for this evening.
Are there any comments or concerns from the board?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Just dealing with my comments and concerns in front of us first. Madam Director, going back to your first list, I want to commend you on the comments down here. The announcement can be opened during the Empower Women's Leadership Conference in non-traditional careers at the Hotel Murano. I think that's a very good thing to do. I'm quite impressed that the city is doing this. It makes me wonder, though, about gender breakdowns. Is that something we should be looking at? Do you have that information?
Yes, Board Member Sexton, we have the information on gender as well. So that's part of what we would be doing on a quarterly basis with our equal employment opportunity data. We'd include the gender breakdown as well.
Where are we at with that? Are we doing good or are we doing poorly? Or
it does depend on the classification, and as noted here, this classification is a traditionally male-dominated profession, so I think that's part of the outreach for equity that the Water Department is looking at.
Is that something we should be looking at? It sounds like, something maybe we should be.
I would recommend perhaps, again, when I've presented on it could be quarterly or more frequent, less frequent, but to provide just our overall EEO data, and I'm happy to provide that, or I can also send you the latest demographics of the workforce so that can just
would that be overall or
yes, overall.
Yeah.
We can provide that if you'd like.
I would probably support that.
Okay. I can follow up and make sure that this is sent to you in your next package for next month.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think that's productive. Wanted to ask you about I think our last meeting where we looked at some lists, and it was the police recruit list.
Yes, and we can't give you the actual list of the names, and I meant to provide that, and I can send that.
That's the next question. The first question concern I had was, I was curious about, I believe the original numbers were something like 84 or 94 applicants, and then there was a large number of those were Tacoma residents. I believe well over 30, I believe. And I imagine, and then these numbers, dropped way off. You know, what was it? I think six people were hired, and then, you know, they dropped way off. And, you know, my speculation is that, you know, all the good ones were probably hired someplace else. And, you know, I think, you know, what a shame that we lost, you know, all those, especially those Tacoma applicants, especially those residents, especially. You know, and I was wondering if the city ever tracks those people, you know, if you ever keep track of them, if you know what happened to them, where they're at, you know. It seems like, you know, this might be an area where, you know, police officers that live in the city of Tacoma go to work for a different jurisdiction. You know, perhaps in the lifetime of their career, they might wind up working here at some point down the road. Seems like, you know, it might be interesting to, you know, see what happened to these people, see where they're at. I don't know if you do that.
No, we do not track applicants that may be on the list and if the list is abolished or where they may go. So we don't track that information. But we do have applicant flow. So I think similar to last month's meeting regarding the abolishment of the list and you wanted more data, I was recommending that we have one of our HR analysts take the time, maybe in a study session, to walk through the recruitment process, and we can actually perhaps look at police recruit as one example and show here's the pool that came in, and then as they go through the process for testing, background checks, physicals, what happens with the final list. I think that would be...
And we're working off new lists now, correct?
Yes.
Do you have that information?
Well, Chair Summers had asked for that information, and I was going to summarize it on a broad level. We can't, of course, give out the actual...
I will yield to the chair.
Really?
Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that you yield to the chair. Thank you. I would like to set up that study session, and I would like to go through recruitment on a broad picture and then specifically with police. I know that we have moved our residency discussion to November, and we have just set a hearing for December, so I am looking at January to set that up, and that should give you plenty of time.
Yes.
There were three requests last month. One was from Board Member Heller, who asked about the zero number, and you said you were going to check and get back to us on the departments that have zero are anticipated, and yet they want to extend the list. More information on that would also be appropriate at this study session in January. And the new list, you know, we don't have to wait till January to see the new list, so whenever you can get that to us, it would be great.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton, if only if an agreement.
Were you done? Is
yes, I am, yes.
You know, I'm wondering about your requests and requests in general. Would it be appropriate for this request or all requests for our coordinator to track those as information became available to get it to us? Would that
be appropriate? So what you're asking is for us to provide the information before the next agenda is put out? Is that...
You know what I'm wondering here is, you know, if you could, when we ask for information, if perhaps, you know, you could follow up on that, and if there's information available, you know, you could relay it to us. You know, I don't have an answer or a situation that would work you know, 100% every time. I'm just thinking that, you know, if you could follow, when we request information, perhaps you could follow up and see if there's any information. And if there is, you know, you could send it back to us.
Yes.
Board Member Heller?
Thank you. You know, historically, being as we only meet once a month and not even that always, this has been an ongoing problem where the board asks for some kind of information and it falls off the table. And, I mean, it's a very human thing to do when we meet so infrequently. Perhaps it would be helpful if we could create a log which simply says, like, you know, a table of some sort where you have the request that was made, the date the request was made, the board member that made the request, the date that the request was completed, just something like that that we could look at and share that log with the board so we knew and we could say, oh yeah, this one's completed, this one's completed.
Could we do that with the minutes?
Or the board could take some responsibility for this and actually remember their request by reading the minutes, which I did. I reviewed the minutes, and there were several things that fell through the cracks. I don't know that we have to set up a system that's that elaborate. But for me, we meet once a month. Things fall off of my calendar, off of my radar. And so I always read the minutes the day of the meeting. Unfortunately, I still want the information that I requested at the last meeting, and I'm not sure if I should address St. Germain or Ms. Hobson, because I don't know how they go about collecting the information we've requested. And I guess that's what we're getting at. We've made several requests, and as I've gone back through several months of minutes, and I appreciate that everybody says, yes, we'll get you that information, but we don't get that information, and that's the problem you're hearing from all the board members. So, Ms. St. Germain.
So I am delinquent in the three that I see from the last meeting, and part of that is trying to get the list from someone who's been on vacation for 2 weeks just to get the high-level information for the police recruits. The analyst information on the recruitment, I think would be putting that, why is there a number of zero candidates anticipated to be filled, more in the context of the recruitment. So that's my error, because I certainly can give you the explanation, because that does come up from time to time when there's lists. Yes.
Meetings as well, with one of the lists that you extended.
Yes. So. But in the past, I do look at the minutes and track what I want to report on, and often I would like to report back during the director's report, which I can do, unless you prefer that it's sent beforehand in writing as a follow-up through the coordinator, which we can also do as well. So she had done that recently, is after the board meeting, I think, sent a follow-up to the September meeting and shared information and just noted again a reminder on the Open Public Meetings Act, but that was a follow-up that was done between the last meeting, and that, if that's your preference, then I certainly can be diligent to do that as well.
Some of it is needed when it's requested. We need to see it in writing. The list, for example, we need in writing. And so if you have that, it doesn't have to be included in our packet, but we should receive it in writing before the meeting.
Okay. I can commit to
things like that. Right. And again, I think that having a study session that talks a little bit about the recruitment process, but also about how the board should be processing information. I am concerned that we make requests, and I am very happy that everybody is so helpful when they say yes, but that we don't always get it. And that's as much my fault, because I don't always remember. And again, I think about this meeting a few times a month, and right before I come, I want to be fresh. I want to know the information. I want to not miss anything, is when I review, and by then it's
too little too late. And so I will take more responsibility for reading the minutes when I get them on Friday instead of the when I come to the meeting. But I would like to have some tracking mechanism so that things don't continue to fall through the crack. I'd like to do a better job, and that would help me do it.
Okay, and I can commit to doing the same, okay, to be responsive. Thank you.
And at that recruitment meeting, the numbers, the EO numbers would be very, very helpful.
Yes, because okay. I certainly can send them ahead, but I think it's very helpful to have someone walk through that and then tell you what does it mean, so it's not just looking at a bunch of numbers. So happy to do that for the January study session then as well.
Okay. And Board Member Heller, do I is it okay that I not make her create a log this time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I may do it myself, though.
You can do that. That would be wonderful. Comments by the public. We have public here. Would you like to speak? Come on up.
Does this have to be on?
It does. Do you have to? We're learning all of this as we go along.
Probably a button to push somewhere.
Oh, it's on?
Yes.
Sorry, it's all. Just come up. And, I'm Lieutenant Paramedic Sean O'Brien. I'm sure you remember me. So good evening, Chairperson Summers, Board Member Sexton, and Board Member Heller. I was out of town for the September 1st meeting. And I believe there was a discussion per the 2015 Tacoma Fire Department captain's list, the establishment date. I think it might have been another information thing where you guys are stating that the establishment list, since there was action taken, was either July 19th, 2016, or September 1st of 2016, as opposed to the June 29th, 2015 original date. That information, the list was released to the department September 19th, stating that the establishment date was June 29, 2015, revised date September 2nd, 2016. I believe it was Board Member Heller and Board Member Hansen stated that they believe that it should have been established either July 19th or September 1st of 2016. Was that ever clarified? Because on our special order, it says June 29, 2015. Or bulletin, sorry.
Yeah, this was
Saint Germain.
Yes. So the fire captain list is effective June 29th, 2015, and for the maximum period of 3 years eligibility as defined in the code. And we've promoted two individuals from the list since June 29th, 2015. The decision of the board was to reinstate, and so the individuals were reinstated the names to the existing list to maintain the integrity of the whole process and the list. So that was communicated back to the Civil Service Board after the last meeting.
After the September 1st meeting?
Yes, correct.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
Did you get that communication? Because I don't believe I did. I never heard when the list was finally established.
Yeah, this was sent on an email from the Civil Service Coordinator on September 6th in the afternoon to all of your emails. It said, as a follow-up to the Civil Service Board meeting on September 1st, 2016, Human Resources Director Joy St. Germain asked that I share the following. So this was an email sent to you on September 6th of 2016.
Okay. I might have missed it. I'll have to double check.
Does that answer your question?
That you didn't get it or I didn't hear?
That is the date the question or whether or not we got the information?
How about two questions? Did you get the information?
I don't recall getting that information, but I have not, but I couldn't say for sure that I didn't.
Okay, so I just wanted clarification is because there seemed to be a difference of opinion.
There was a great deal of discussion about that at our last meeting, and I just don't remember seeing that email.
is what I'm telling you. I just don't remember seeing it.
Okay, so is it still up in the air, or is it final?
No, the final date would be June
29th.
And the board is in concurrence with that.
It may come up at future discussion, for future discussion.
As in, like, look forward to it at the next meeting?
No. I would not. I would not raise your hopes, and that's only if board members individually decide to bring it back up. So they're. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. I would just clarify. The board's decision was to establish that list effective date of June 2015. That was the date that the board ordered the list. Date would start again. I do recall the discussion, and I think that the board had requested she, you know, defer to the director. But I do just want to make a point from a legal standpoint. There is no motion for reconsideration. The board's decision has been finalized. It is effective, and any motion for reconsideration would be untimely at this point. It would have been because the board made its oral decision.
It would have happened.
Five business days prior to the first regularly scheduled meeting after the board's oral decision, which would have had to have been the August one. And so just the principles of finality also have to come into play here. But I just wanted to let you know from a legal standpoint that this board has already made the decision that the June 2015 date was, that would be the effective date of the list reestablishment.
Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to.
Thank you.
I was just unclear. I just was wondering if that
was
cleared up.
So. That I always like it when we get clarification from legal. Thank you very much. And that is makes it clear for me.
That's all I have then.
Thank you. Are there other comments from the public? Comments from board? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's moved and seconded. We are out of here. Thank you.